Astonishing language from one of the most senior consultants in Northern Ireland when within the last few minutes she has slammed the SDLP leader Alistair McDonnell, accusing him of humiliating the medical profession. Let's start the set the story out for you first. Abortion is a topic that this show has debated over many, many years, and the issue of whether women should be able to get a termination here if their unborn child has a lethal fetal abnormality has been on the agenda ever since Sarah Yurt brought her story to the Nolan Show 2 years ago. Last year, the Department of Justice recommended that abortions should be allowed in those circumstances as a public consultation on amending the criminal law on abortion was launched. But this matter still divides opinion among the political parties here. Just how accurate can doctors be when they are giving information to patients? Well, the SDLP leader, Dr. Alistair McDonnell, recently made controversial comments on the accuracy issue. They were controversial, all right. Here's what he told Mark Devenport on his Inside Politics programme last month.
The SDLP is unequivocally opposed to abortion.
Even in those particular circumstances?
Even in those particular circumstances, because basically the predictions in those circumstances are never accurate. Nobody can predict that a fetus is not viable. And that's the problem. And as a GP, I am fully aware, I have seen situations where termination or an abortion was recommended to somebody because a fetus had this, that, or the other thing, and that fetus grew up to be a perfectly normal child.
Oh, will you give your MLAs a free vote on this, or will it be a whip vote?
The SDLP policy is opposed to abortion.
And obviously the consultation also included sexual crime. Will you be voting against that?
I, with every belief that we will, because I know a number of people who are very good, normal people, making a tremendous contribution to society, who were conceived as a result of what might be termed a crime. So, I mean, basically, who am I to basically decide whether somebody should live or not?
Well, listening to that, Samina Dornan, a consultant in maternal fetal medicine at the Royal Victoria Hospital. Good morning to you, Samina.
Good morning, Mr. Nolan.
What is your reaction to what you've heard the leader of the SDLP say there, that the predictions are never accurate?
Well, let me start by saying that I, as a consultant in Belfast Trust, who deals with these issues every day, is very hurt, along with many of my other colleagues. His comments has undermined our professional integrity. He instills a lack of confidence in public about our ability to do our job. It is amazing that he, as a member of the United Kingdom Parliament, is coming out with statements like that.
Well, he's a doctor.
And he is a doctor. I mean, we have come to realise that politicians in Northern Ireland and even in the wider world come up with things that, you know, we all just open our mouths and saying, oh my God, did he really say that? But as a professional and as a doctor, undermining his profession, undermining public confidence in us, you know, the wider implication, the doctors of the UK are considered to be among the best in the world. He's telling the world that our professionals are not up to their job. Can you imagine that, how he is humiliating his own in the whole wide world?
Well, this is very, very strong language from you.
Well, it is. And that's how I feel. And that's how many of my colleagues in Northern Ireland feel.
So you're accusing the leader of the SDLP of humiliating senior doctors in Northern Ireland throughout the world.
I'm not accusing. He has come up on the... You just played his, he's just telling everybody that actually we are never correct in identifying whether it is a lethal abnormality or not. I mean, that is just beyond us. I'm sure you...
Well, he is now saying he's been misquoted, but you heard him.
Yes, I heard him. The word never is there, and this, that, and there. What is that? What kind of a language is that? And look at the other side of it, Mr. Nolan. The patients of United Kingdom and Ireland, these are intelligent women. And those who have chosen, for whatever reason, to go on the line of termination of pregnancy, I mean, they not only suffered the pain they went through, and then listening to somebody like this saying that, well, it wasn't ever accurate, the diagnosis, even though majority of them would understand. But even if one woman today feels that, oh gosh, did she make a wrong decision, other than the fact that the pain she has gone through, she's reliving that pain now. What has he done? Does he understand how much pain he's causing?
He's not retracting his remarks. He is saying that he was misquoted.
Well, that is, you know, that is the way the politicians use their language all the time, especially here in Northern Ireland. You know, they come up, they say something daft, and then they, you know, retract them, or they say they were misquoted, or then they start going around the mosques and start giving money to build another one for whatever things they say. I really think they need to think long and hard.
Do you think Dr. McDonald owes the medical community in Northern Ireland an apology?
Dr. McDonald should get engaged with the medical community of Northern Ireland. He should speak to us. If he doesn't understand, anecdotes are not, there is no place in the world of medicine for anecdotes.
Does he owe you an apology? Does he owe doctors an apology?
Well, he should come and explain himself to the Northern Ireland Royal College of Obstetricians and Gynecology Committee, why he has said that, and what was his contest, and what is this, that, and there. You know,
they're only words, though, Samina. Do you really think he's done much harm?
Oh, God, yes, Nolan, of course. Just imagine if you come up on the show one morning and say all the politicians are thieves and they're stealing your money. What do you think? What will be the reaction of the politician? Undermining somebody's profession. That's what I do day in and day out. I give bad news to my patients. I'm a fetal medicine consultant. And, you know, I have to take my patients through it, no matter what the news is. Some are equipped to deal with it, and I walk with them whether it's the door of hell or heaven they want to go to. And some are not equipped, and I walk with them as well. This is our job. It is hard enough the way it is. It is hard enough to come at the end of the day home, bringing all that pain with you, and then somebody turning around and telling you, you don't know what you are doing. How hurtful, how sad that is. The Northern Ireland public, and I as a public and as a professional, need to stand up to these people and say, enough is enough, not on our name.
Well, this is quite astonishing. You're one of the most senior consultants in Northern Ireland in this specialist field. You're one of four consultants in Northern Ireland to whom all the fetal abnormalities from all over the country are referred for expert opinion. And you're saying to a leader of a political party, enough is enough, you have humiliated us. This is astonishing language from a senior medical practitioner.
He needs to engage with his colleagues. And, you know, as a member of the United Kingdom Parliament, he has a huge responsibility on his shoulder, undermining professionals. I mean, that is just not something which should be taken lightly.
I want you to have a listen to what he told the Assembly then this week. As I say, he hasn't retracted his remarks. He hasn't said sorry. He's now accusing people of misquoting him.
Mr. Deputy Speaker, is it an order that I have been misrepresented, misquoted here in recent times? I want to put it clearly on the record that I never insinuated or implied that the doctors always get it wrong. I happened to be in another part of the building and I heard myself misquoted in that way, and I felt it appropriate that I basically challenge that. Mr. Principal Deputy Speaker, there was reference to a radio programme where there was the question of termination of pregnancy or abortion was raised. And the circumstances where a woman has to consider a termination of pregnancy is stressful and difficult enough. It deserves sensitivity and compassion. Some of us believe that termination should be avoided if at all possible. Others take a more flexible approach, but no purpose is ever achieved in any of us grossly misrepresenting another.
So he's accusing someone of grossly misrepresenting him, Samina, but I'm going to play the specific words that he told Mark Davenport on Inside Politics. I'll play them again because he is accusing someone of grossly misrepresenting him. So listen to these words, and these are the words that you've referred to throughout this interview.
Basically, the predictions in those circumstances are never accurate. Nobody can predict that a fetus is not viable.
And those are the words that you're saying has humiliated you.
Yes, of course. You know, we are not gods, but we are trained. We are equipped to tell what the facts are. And if there is, I'm not going to go into a specific abnormalities because, you know, that will bring bad memories. A lot of patients are listening to this program, and the at the end of the day, it will, you know, move us away from the main topic. But, you know, when there is no brain, we know there is no brain. And we must remember, you know, that at the end of the day, let me say this, that life is life. Whether it is 2 hours in or outside the womb, or whether it is 80 years, it can bring the same joy to some people. And so it's not to say that it's the quantity, it's the quality. So we can't ever tell whether the lethal abnormality is going to be a fetus is going to die in the womb or during labor or, you know, soon after labor, a month, sometime these things are. But that is not a relevant.
Well, surely, to be fair to Dr. McDonald, is that not what he says, Samina, when he says nobody can predict a fetus is not viable?
You know, he's not even an expert on these things. He hasn't come and talked to me. He hasn't come and asked my other colleagues. He hasn't spoken to any maternal fetal medicine consultant whose job it is every day. Just imagine if I start giving an expert opinion on something that I am not qualified, will you not come to my neck?
But some people might now read not just read into, some people might actually think because Dr. McDonald is a doctor and a party leader, so therefore he would always be very careful about what he was saying. Some people might actually think that what he is saying is absolutely true, that the predictions that people like you make are never accurate.
Exactly my point, Mr. Nolan. Exactly my point. How much hurt he has caused. God, you know, only knows why he has said it. What was the circumstance? I understand people's sensitivity. I understand their beliefs, and everyone has a right to stand by their beliefs. Nobody is dragging anyone to the door of a termination of pregnancy. I think these issues are very sensitive.
Samina, finally, what would make this better? What would now improve this situation, in your view? Does he need to retract the remarks?
Well, you see, I, along with the Northern Ireland Royal College of Obstetricians and Gynaecologists Committee, support the efforts of Mr. Ford to resolve this unfortunate problem, which has arisen since the 2012-13 Department of Health draft guidelines by Mr. Poots. But we are strongly of the opinion that any termination performed should be on the basis of the fetal, of the basis, you know, on the mother condition, her mental and physical health. And, you know, these are the, you know, we follow the national legal view that the mother's life is sacred. And I just beg the politician, involve the clinicians. We deal with it. We know how it is. I have women in my consulting rooms. They have no idea the pain those women are going through. Don't make it worse for the women of Northern Ireland. Don't hurt them anymore. Stop it and speak to the professionals. And Mr. Nolan, can I just very quickly say one last thing? You know, when these guidelines were tabled, there was a lot of fears in the corridors of the hospitals for everybody, for non-clinicians, very threatening language. And can I just say that the Belfast Trust management, when the clinicians stood up to these, they came on our side. The only trust in Northern Ireland which kept taking care of the patients, guided by the clinicians.
Now, what do you mean there was fear and threatening language? Threatening language from whom?
Oh, that anyone, if you see that anyone is procuring termination. Anyone could report, the cleaner in the hospital, anybody, the public passing through the corridors can report to the police. And if you don't, they would have been, you know, taken to the court.
Where was that coming from, that threatening language?
This was the draft guidelines which were proposed by when Minister Puts was health minister, though they were rejected. But my point is, I want to congratulate the Belfast Trust management, and I'm not saying it as a voice of the Belfast Trust. I'm saying it as a clinician who dealt in these difficult situations. I want to thank you. I want to thank publicly the Belfast Trust management to be standing by our side and taking care of the of our patients. We are the only trust which carried on working for the women of our patients and taking care of their health.
Samina, thank you very much indeed. Thank you. Right. Well, obviously, there will be a very significant reaction to that interview. There is already, to be honest. If I even just look at the Twitter feed here, that's coming into at Stephen Nolan, extraordinary and powerful intervention by this doctor. There will be political fallout from this interview this morning. And I can see some of your calls coming in as well. 0845 955 678. We have repeatedly asked Dr. Alistair MacDonald to come on to this programme, and we've asked him again this morning to come on, and he will not do so. We are currently in touch with the SDLP head office to ask them for their reaction now to this consultant. One of four. She is one of four consultants who make these decisions on fetal abnormalities every day of the week, all over the country. She is an expert in her field, and she has accused the leader of the SDLP of humiliating both her and the rest of her profession. And obviously it will be interesting to see if Dr. MacDonald continues to say that he was misquoted.